Colin Peterson, Congressman from Minnesota 7th District.
Hey, Congressman, you're also the ranking member on the House Agriculture Committee, and I'd like to first ask you about progress on farm bill negotiations. Where is it at this point?
Well, it's moving along slowly. We went back, even though the House was out of session, Chairman Conaway and I went back last week, had a meeting with the Senate, made some further progress, but it is slow. But at that meeting, we, you know, we're all committed to getting this done, and everybody in that meeting accepted the goal of having the bill agreed to and written and CBO scored by the week after we after the election, when we come back to D.C. after the election. So that's the plan. The staff is working. We're on the phone. You know, I spent quite a bit of time Friday talking to Senator Roberts on the phone. And they closed out three titles, as I understand it, Thursday night or Friday. So we're, you know, moving along. We have, you know, some significant issues that are still there in terms of members in the commodity title, the conservation title, and SNAP. So that's the three areas where there's, I'd say, significant differences.
So where those gaps are the widest, what, in your opinion, has to happen between now and that target date that you've set just after the elections to find middle ground?
Well, people have to become realistic about what can get done here. And I've been telling Chairman Conaway this for 3 months. The Senate, you know, they found this cushion of credit money that was that I didn't know existed. Most people didn't, and they used that money to add a lot of programs for Senate Democrats, to the point where every Senate Democrat voted for the bill because they all got something in the bill. So we have a bill in the Senate that had 86 votes. It would have had 88 if two Democrats hadn't been missing that day. So in the House, you have a different situation. They made the bill partisan by making food stamp changes that had not been vetted or suggested in any of the 23 hearings that we had. I thought were a mistake. And so no Democrats voted for the bill in the House, and it was a partisan Republican bill. At the end of the day, I can tell you this in the big picture. A bill that gets every Democrat in the Senate will not pass the House. And a bill that gets every Republican in the House will not pass the Senate. So what has to happen in the big picture is this. We need to get down to a bill that I would say maybe has 10 to 15 Democrats voting for it in the Senate, you know, along with the Republicans. And in the House, you know, they have to probably get down to a bill that's got 60, 70 Democrats voting for it, maybe 100 in the House, you know, along with the Republicans, in order for it to pass the Senate. So if they insist on keeping this bill so they can make the Republicans in the House happy and the Democrats in the Senate happy, this bill will not get done. So that's the big picture. And, you know, the most partisan ideological issue is the SNAP stuff, which we haven't really gotten into that far. But Senator Roberts is just as adamant as I was and as Senator Stabenow is in regards to opposition to the House passed SNAP provisions. So I keep telling, I told the chairman on Thursday afternoon or after the meeting, I said, you're going to have to get real about this, and we'll provide you votes on the Democratic side, but you're going to have to move off of some of this ideology that was put into this bill by this right-wing advocacy group that came up with this idea. So, so when is this going to get done? It's going to get done when Chairman Conaway realizes he has to cut loose some of his people, and when Ranking Member Stabenow realizes she's going to have to cut loose some of her people to get down to a bill that both sides are equally unhappy with, and then that's a bill that can pass.
You've worked very closely with Chairman Conaway, and in previous conversations that I've had with you, you've talked about the fact that you two didn't communicate for an extended period of time after the House passed their version with the SNAP work requirements. Do you sense that as this has gone on, he is becoming more open-minded to to making some
Not
concessions?
A whole lot,
no,
but I have forgiven him for what he did. And I am actively trying to help him, get to where he needs to be so we can pass this bill and to provide votes from Democrats, maybe some of them reluctantly, for SNAP provisions that may be a little further than they want to go, but something that maybe makes sense to do. So I've been working on that. The reason I didn't talk to him was because there was nothing to talk about. They had made this decision, and they were moving ahead without us. And my side and the Democrats on the Ag Committee sent me a letter demanding that I not talk to them. So it wasn't like something that I wanted to do, but I mean, it was, my side didn't want me to talk to him because they didn't trust him. And, there was nothing to talk about at that point. So we've gotten past that. And, as I said, he's got to understand that in order to get a bill done in the Senate, he's going to have to move off substantially what he had in the House bill and vice versa. And that's where we need to get. Senator Roberts and I think, are the most understanding of that and trying to do what we can to be helpful to get the other folks to where they need to be. And then once we have an agreement amongst us, then it's going to be a challenge to convince our other 58 members of the conference committee that this is a good idea. And then after that, convince the whole House and the Senate and the president. So there's a lot of work to do, but it can be done. We're not that far apart. The differences on conservation and the Title I, in my opinion, are so insignificant in the whole scheme of things, they shouldn't be holding things up. But apparently it's a big deal to Chairman Conaway on some of this stuff. It's a big deal to Debbie Stabenow on some of the stuff. And I just don't personally see that it's a big enough deal to hold this up, but they think it is, so that's where we're at.
What might this nutrition title look like if Conaway were to give ground and Stabenow were to give ground? It sounds like you and Chairman Roberts are kind of on the same page here. What's the most workable SNAP solution, in your opinion, Congressman?
Well, let's actually talk about reality rather than perception. That's to be the first thing. Because they're running around, a lot of Republicans running around the country saying we don't have work requirements, including the president. That's not true. We've had work requirements since 96. So that's not, that's not a valid issue. The problem has been, the main problem has been the waivers, which we gave waiver authority to the secretary and basically the administration. And they have abused those waivers. And it's been abused under Republican presidents and Democrat presidents. And so I think, and I've said for 3 months, that the solution is, rather than add more work requirements, because they want to add people 50 to 60 to these work requirements that are all currently being waived. You know, so before we add people to a system that's not working, let's make the current system work the way it was supposed to. I was in the room in 96 when we put these work requirements on the food stamp program. You know, so I think the solution to this is in the waivers. And the Senate has done some things in terms of integrity of the program, which I think are good and also need to be in the bill. So the big issue is waivers. So how much tightening up can we do? You know, the whole state of California is a waiver. There's no work requirements. The whole state of Illinois, the state of Louisiana, the whole state of New York, you know, and in Minnesota, half of the Minnesota is now waivers, because the Trump administration, in spite of the fact that he says he's for work requirements, they gave him less than a year ago, a 13 new counties were taken off of work requirements because of a waiver that was given out by the Trump administration, which I didn't know about until I started investigating this stuff. And some of those counties have unemployment, you know, in the 2 to 3% range that were waived. You know, so that, you know, that's what we need to work on. And I think it's fair to say that Chairman Conaway and I will go further than Stabenow will go, or maybe further than Roberts will go, but because he wants a bipartisan bill. But, you know, we got to find the middle ground of giving some integrity back to this program, making sure that the work requirements that are there are actually being implemented and not waived. That's the reality. I had one of the staffers tell me in one of the meetings that, well, I was right, but the perception of the public is that people aren't working. And I said, so now we're going to legislate perception? I mean, that's the problem here. So let's get down to what's really going on, and I think this can be worked out.
I do want to ask you briefly about the new NAFTA agreement, but anything else on the farm bill before we change topics?
No, I mean, it's, as I said, it's just, I've been through this. Pat Roberts has been through this. I think we know what needs to get done here. We just have two people that are not there yet. So hopefully we'll get there soon. So that's about it.
On the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, how do you assess the deal as you continue to learn about it? And obviously, we'll see what happens in Congress with the agreement, but what are your initial impressions?
Well, I was worried about what was going on, and I would say I'm relieved from what I can tell, we did not lose any ground in agriculture in this agreement. We may have actually gained a little bit. So I'm pretty pleased with where we came out, you know, especially in the agriculture area. It's not a huge deal. We didn't gain that much, probably about what we would have got out of the TPP. But, you know, it's a big relief, because we were concerned that we were going to lose, for example, dairy market in Mexico and so forth. And we got enough trouble in dairy now without having more problems in the marketplace. So I think it's, given where we could have ended up, I think it's a pretty good deal. I'm going to support it. From what I know at this point, I haven't seen all the details, all the language, but I think I know what's in there. And I've told my leadership what I think about this. And, the question is, what other members are going to think about the deal in other areas like cars and steel and aluminum and intellectual property and all the other issues that are involved. So I think I can say this pretty clearly, that I do not believe this will be approved in this Congress. The Senate Democrats especially say that they don't want to take this up in lame duck. They want to spend some time and go into next year. So I assume it'll pass, but it'll probably be sometime in the next Congress.
And President Trump has expressed concern about what would happen to the agreement in Congress. And I was on a conference call with Senator Grassley last week, and he almost laughed at the notion that it wouldn't make it through the House and Senate. But it's interesting to me that the two veterans like you and Senator Grassley have very different opinions on the at least the short-term outcome.
Well, I think, you mean Grassley thought it would be done in lame duck?
I think that's how he answered the question, was that he thought that, with just needing a majority vote and that the Senate couldn't filibuster, that he made it sound like it really shouldn't have any trouble getting through.
Well, maybe in the Senate, but I don't know. Maybe he's right. My sense is that there's going to be enough concern that, from what I've heard, that they think it's going to go into the first part of the year. But as far as I'm concerned, we get it done in lame duck, I'm all for it, from what I know right now. So we'll see. I mean, I don't think there's a big difference in whether it passes in December or passes in February. I don't think is the end of the world.